Welcome to this IDC podcast sponsored by Shure. If you're at all interested in the future of workspace and want to know more about office audio solutions, then you've come to the right place. You can also find out more by following some of the links shared in the episode description. My name's Nathan Budd. I'm a consulting director at IDC and have over 20 years experience really unpicking and getting under the skin of technology markets. And I'm joined today by Mick Hayes, who's VP of Future of Workspace and Imaging at IDC. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
In this series, IDC are discussing the impact that meeting audio quality can have on organizations. And in today's podcast, we're going to be exploring the importance of staff wellness as a consequence of hybrid work, but also more specifically, the role of audio quality and staff wellness. So Mick, a lot of comments and rhetoric in the media about staff wellness, and it seems like a bit of a fundamental, but you know, do you see this approach greatly differs between organizations? You know, what are you seeing in terms of the research on this topic?
Well, super important topic. It was important before the pandemic, it kind of came to the fore, but in response to what happened, most organizations have moved to flexible working, and that brings specific challenges for health and wellness. If you can fix them, you get great benefits. It's not just, you know, because it's the right thing to do, which it is. You also get more productive staff, more creative staff, more engaged staff. That comes across very clearly from IDC research. And you know, employees who feel supported much more likely to want to stay with the company. And you know, we hear a lot about the attraction and retention of talent, and this is one key area. So yeah, very, very important. And you know, there is a lot of research. We've got the IDC research where we really looked at, you know, what's the impact on wellness of audio quality, and what are the problems? So top problems people reported in terms of the audio issues were voice echo, the audio cutting out, and an interesting one, you know, like voices lacking depth. So you don't really get the intent maybe, or it leads to more misunderstanding. You know, so these are all problems that are going to interfere with the productivity of the meeting. Coming back to wellness, they also contribute to stress, to fatigue, and to frustration. 44% of employees saying that they are getting frustrated or have experienced frustration as a result of this.
Okay, so these are not like little kind of nuance factors. These are actually quite important because cumulatively they add up to stressing people out. But I mean, this is the IDC research as well, but I mean, are you actually attaching audio quality to wellness? Can we back that up?
Well, there's scientific research. So we've got, you know, the Journal of the Acoustic Society of America published an article. They looked at, you know, low frequency noise. They looked at background noise, and they found, not surprisingly, it increases stress, but also that it impairs cognitive performance. It makes it harder to think. We also have research from the Journal of Environmental Psychology. And again, they found a link for poor audio to stress and fatigue. But the other thing they kind of bolted on was job satisfaction. Definitely results in decreased job satisfaction. I think one of the most interesting ones was research sponsored by Shure, done by the NTT Data Institute of Management Consulting. You know, they found the same findings with regards to stress and cognitive function. But the key thing was they discovered that it's cumulative. It builds up over the meetings. And, you know, we hear a lot about people who are in back-to-back audio conferences, conferences all day.
Oh, I think we all recognize that, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the thing. It gets worse, and that has a direct effect on wellness.
Yeah, so the kind of impact of this just is snowballing. And I mean, not just talking about over the day. I mean, we're talking about over weeks, months, years. I mean, what's the wider story here? You know, what are the impacts on work? I mean, it seems obvious, but what are you seeing in the data in terms of how this is actually impacting work and the way in which people work and feel within their workplace?
Yeah, we've got that clear link with productivity issues. It causes problems with actually making decisions in meetings, with getting things done. But then in terms of the employees and how they feel, you know, we've got 9 out of 10 saying that it affects how they feel about the organization that they work for. You know, the same number of people say the investing in the tools to do the job, in the audio equipment, makes them feel more positive about their own future at the company. Similar question, 73% say it makes them feel more valued, appreciated, and capable. So it's got the impact on the way people feel, but it does have that impact on the stress levels, and I think that's the most important thing here.
So you're being kind to people, but I think more importantly, you're making them more productive, aren't you? You're making them more engaged. I mean, it's obviously great to have those kind of individual impacts, but also just, broadly, the accumulative effect of having everybody engaged, less people stressed, really tackling that is going to have a massive impact on your business. I mean, how can organizations support staff wellness, through high quality audio? How can they really focus in on that in terms of hybrid meetings or however they're using audio?
Yeah, well, I think you made a good point. There's nothing not to like here. It's the right thing to do. It's good for health and wellness. It's good for productivity and bottom line. It's good for employers and employees. So it's the right thing to do. To your question, how do you do it? Obviously, you want to be looking at investing in the right equipment. You want to get the right people involved in the decision. But one key thing from the research that I'd like to bring everybody's attention to is you've also got to make sure people know how to use it. We did a big research study with flexible space operators. And what they found was, with meeting room equipment particularly, quite often people spent about 5 minutes trying to get it to work, couldn't, and then all sat around one laptop. So just negated any benefits.
I think we all recognize that. Yeah,
exactly. So, get the right equipment, but make sure it's either super intuitive or make sure everybody who uses it is trained and knows how to work it and get the maximum benefit out of the investment.
I mean, just the impact on stress from the fact you can't work, the stuff, you've got an important meeting, and then suddenly everybody's sort of scrambling around trying to get online or get onto the meeting. I mean, that's a massive contributor as well. To sum things up, and the way I really understand this, that based on the scientific studies and also the research conducted by IDC, there's pretty strong evidence that audio is that invisible influencer in staff well-being. I mean, would you go so far as to sort of saying that audio is as important as something like ergonomics? The physical well-being has been sort of scrutinized and health and safety has been focused on for years, but there's a lot more about mental well-being. Are we saying that kind of audio quality in meetings, hybrid meetings, is now kind of up there with that in terms of the focus that should be placed on it?
Well, I'd say, for many years, we've become accustomed to the ergonomic audits of office situation. We've seen that being extended to home working situations. And I think there's a very strong argument for including audio quality as part of those audits based on the scientific research and our research on its effect on well-being.
I mean, absolutely fascinating. Once again, Mick, I think we could talk for hours about this subject, but we have run out of time. I would like to say, please do join us on some of our other podcasts. We have one on understanding audio and its impact on organizations, as well as the role of audio in the future of office and hybrid working. It just leaves for me to say thank you so much to Mick Hayes.
Pleasure.
Thank you to our sponsor, Shure, and thank you to you, our listeners. Thank you. Goodbye.